And we are back to the reading of the Richmond Times-Dispatch for Thursday, April 25th. For the Virginia Voice, your readers are Brian Keller and Sue Matei.
We begin the obituaries now, beginning with the paid notices. Cashian, Willis, Emma, Joyce, Cashian, also known as Sister. 91, of Chesterfield. She was preceded in death by her husband, H. Douglas Cashian, son Mark Cashian, six brothers, and her twin sister. She is survived by six children, Margaret Cashian Hudson, Cecil Cashian, Bruce Cashian, Kendall Riggin, Christy Cashian Acock, Jill Palmore, and nine grandchildren, one great-grandchildren, one great-grandchild, and two brothers, Fred Willis and Frank Willis, as well as numerous nephews and nieces. She was a devoted mom and grandmother and thoroughly enjoyed gardening and raising chickens and goats. Crew: Jacqueline, Jackie, Tomes, Bell, Crew. Passed away on April 22nd, 2024, at Westminster Canterbury. She is survived by her daughters, Patty Bell and Terry Cooper, grandchildren Richard Bell, Jamie Lynn, Jason Collier, Courtney Strickland, Dylan Jones, and Savannah Crew. Her great-grandchildren, Jackson, Braden, McKenna, and April. She was predeceased by an infant daughter, Donna Bell, her son, Richard Bell Sr., daughter Carol Jones, sisters Audrey Payne, Betty Wright, and Pat Gooch, and her husband, Charles Crew. She had a 30-year career as director of personnel and payroll at Children's Hospital in Richmond and later worked at Westminster Canterbury. Jackie was blessed with many friends, and they truly enriched her life. Fields, Betty Lee Walton Fields, 80, of Mineral. She is survived by her husband of nearly 60 years, Bobby Lee Fields. Together they raised their two sons, Shannon Fields and Brandon Fields, who also survive her, along with her grandchildren, Marvin and Cole, her brothers, Martin Freeman Walton Jr. and Thomas Hugh Walton. Betty was the postmaster in Gum Spring for many years before retiring. Following her retirement, she remained active in the community, the Rescue Squad Auxiliary, the Ruritan Club, and most especially her beloved Oakland Baptist Church, where she was a member for her whole life. Harris, John Big Fluff Michael Harris, 62. He is survived by his brothers, Jerry and Joey, his nephews Jake, Josh, Jesse, and niece Jackie, his aunts Nancy and Virginia, his cousins Sam, Scott, and Selena, and many that called him Uncle John, his son Lawrence, his wife Frankie, his stepdaughters Cynthia and Amanda, as well as seven grandchildren, one great-grandchild, a great-niece and great-nephew, and at least a million friends. He served as an air traffic controller in the United States Navy and operated his drywall construction company for many years. John loved to fish, but it wasn't about catching. It was about being with folks while he fished. He loved his family, he loved his friends, and everybody loved him back. Johnson, Corey Vincent Johnson Sr., also known as Goon, departed this life April 18th. He is survived by a loving and devoted mother, Joyce Ann Johnson, devoted and dedicated wife, Tamika Johnson, loving son, Corian Johnson, two devoted brothers, Antonio Daquan and Jermaine Johnson, nephews, Kamir, Cash, and Major Johnson, and one niece, Myassa Johnson, as well as devoted Aunt Paulette Washington and a host of other relatives and friends. Jordan, Edward S. Jordan III, 68, of Mineral. He was preceded in death by his parents, Reverend Dr. Edward S. Jordan Jr. and Helen S. Jordan. He is survived by his sons, Edward S. Jordan IV, Eric M. Jordan, and three grandchildren, Brady Sawyer and Penelope Jordan. Ed diligently served the community for over 50 years as a trained security professional, small business owner, and licensed practical nurse, and will be forever missed. Moss, Tarzan Moss, 89, of Richmond. He leaves to cherish his memory a loving and devoted wife, Cherry Moss, his sons Percival, Orlando, Bartholomew, and Emmanuel, and a host of other relatives and friends. Robertson, Robert R.D. Robertson, 94, of Richmond. He was preceded in death by his wife, Dorothy Robertson, and his parents, Edgar and Janie Robertson. He leaves to cherish his memory two sons, Reginald and Michael Robertson, and a host of family and friends. Sanford, Jack Sanford Sr., 93, Farmville, Virginia. He is survived by his wife of 68 years, Frankie. He is the proud father of four children, Sandy, Susan, Bobby, and Chuck, as well as many loving grandchildren and four great-grandchildren. Jack volunteered his service to the United States Air Force and Virginia Air National Guard and served proudly for 43 years. He had a love for competitive shooting and golf and formed many lasting friendships. Simpson, Georgia May Simpson, 91, of Richmond. Arrangements are entrusted to March Funeral Home. Funeral notice will come later. Venable, Mrs. Waddell Venable, departed this life April 24th. Remains rest at Joseph Jenkins Jr. Funeral Home. Funeral notice later. Wallace, Marvin Gregory Wallace, 93, of Rice, Virginia. He was preceded in death by his wife, Lois Buchanan Wallace, his son, Marvin Glenn Wallace, and his best and closest friend of 30 years, Janine F. Pritchard. Marvin is survived by one daughter, Sharon W. Tilley, one stepson, Albert Herzig, one stepdaughter, Sheila Young, four grandchildren, Wendy, Richard, Aaron, and Mark, one step-grandchild, Alan, and five great-grandchildren. Marvin served in the United States Marine Corps as a corporal during the Korean conflict, 1952-54. After his service, he worked for National Linen Service until he retired. And that concludes today's obituaries. If you would like any of these read again or in greater detail, please call the Virginia Voice at 804-266-2477.